Sorry, Jeff. I told you. It gave us an extra minute. Okay. So the one that I need you to find, it says action pictures needed. Okay. Basically, I just kind of want to be ahead of the game just in case. We like to be proactive. So we're going to be updating your business name to be the complete business name, right, on your Google business profile. So what we require from you, and you have time, right, before your client interview on Tuesday, this is part of your homework. We send you a list of pictures that we need, okay? So that way we have these. They're not going to post anywhere online. But if for some reason Google says you guys are changing the name, we need to verify. We already have these in place. So send us a picture like of your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle. Send us a picture of your business insurance. You don't have a business license, so don't worry about that. Send us a picture of your business card, okay? These items that are listed there, just send us what you can, and whatever you don't have, don't worry about it. This is just in case if Google were to ask, we already have it, and we're not calling and bugging you for it, okay? So we just have it in the back office.
I don't see anything.
Let me resend it to you in the text so that way you see it right away, because it's probably buried with all the other ones. So let me resend it to you. Give me 1 second. And again, this is just super helpful for us because we like to be proactive and not be calling you like, oh, Jeff, now we need this. And you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I just sent it. Give it a couple of seconds and it should be coming through.
Okay, yeah, I did get that one. That was
oh, perfect.
One.
Yeah, but yeah.
It brings me to Google sign-in, but it doesn't give me a list of anything.
Yeah, if you look, so when you click on it, it'll say, hello, Jeff, to get your Google business verified. Google needs the below-mentioned information. So, again, it's just sending us these pictures. So it'll tell you, like, the tools and or work equipment. It's probably wanting you to log into your email so that way it can show you it fully in email. But we also send it to you in your emails, too. Okay?
So it's asking to log into a Google email, though. So what Google email does it want me to log into?
Oh, do you not have a Google email?
I have one, but... I think a lot of my Google thing might have been set up under my wife's one before.
Okay.
I do have a Google account that I could link it to, but I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, or your wife?
No. No one's going to have that. It's just because Google likes to keep everything Google, and that's probably why they want you to open it up in your Google email, in your Google. It happens to me sometimes too, because I have a Yahoo and a Google, and sometimes certain things that I got to open up that have to do with Google, I got to just open it up signing into my Google account. You know what I mean? So your wife could probably open it up for you too. It should be really simple, but if you go to your emails, it's going to be in there. It's probably making you do it because you're doing it from your phone.
Yeah, when I enter my Google account, it's gonna send the link to that?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
It'll open it up in there. Yeah, you know, I'll give you an example, right? If I'm looking at an email from my phone, like if someone sends me something to my iPhone is connected with my Yahoo. That's my actual Apple ID is my Yahoo email. Okay. I still haven't figured out how to change it to my Google one. So if someone sends me something, like when on my YouTube TV, if I'm looking at it from my phone, it's making me log in through my Google account. Because everything is linked to that. And I'm like, oh, my God, I forgot that I have the Yahoo ID on my Apple phone. So that's probably why it's doing it to you. Do you have an iPhone?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So you probably have it connected with your Yahoo. And that's why it's saying it's having you to open it through the Google. So I would suggest just do it from your desktop. Okay. So that way you can see it all. Okay. Now, that's the homework I need you to do, and have your wife build you the Facebook personal page. You don't even have to have pictures or friends on there. It's just open up a page so that way we can go ahead and create the business profile on Facebook for you so you have access and ownership to it. Okay. Now.
Okay. So a Facebook personal page. There's not like a Facebook business type.
No, because we're going to create the business page for you.
Oh,
we
okay.
All business pages are created through a personal page. All of them
I
are.
Got you.
So okay. That's why I say at the very least, just have her open up the personal Facebook page for you. Okay.
Okay.
Now, reminder, Tuesday is your client interview. Okay. So starting from your client interview, and I'm glad this is giving you some days to kind of gather your items together too. Once you conduct your client interview, we're moving. Okay. So within 5 to 7 days, and keep in mind, we'll be sending you notifications on this. Within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the directories and your business Facebook page is going to be created. So they'll be visible. Now, within 7 to 14 days, the Facebook ads as well as your website are going to be live and visible. They can start generating phone calls for you. Now, what we state in our terms and conditions, Jeff, and we sent this to you in writing, we always give you the timeline of the first page placement on Google is always going to be 45 to 60 days. That's always going to be the promise. I have seen it many times happen sooner. Okay? And it could happen sooner for you. However, I'm still going to stick to the 45 to 60 days just because I would rather under-promise and over-deliver. But we're going to be sending you notifications, notifying you when you're on the first page, when your Facebook ads are live, your website, when you're in the directories, because we want you to, you know, kind of keep you in the loop of the work that we're doing, okay, and what's being completed. All right?
Okay.
So I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. Jeff, I am so super excited for you, and thank you once again for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Do you have any other questions for me before I let you go about the rest of your day?
No, I think I'm good for now.
All right. So you have yourself a very blessed weekend, okay? And we'll talk to you on Tuesday. All
great,
right, Jeff.
You
are so welcome. My pleasure.
Bye.
Bye-bye.